better.
Hey, boy, you ought to try a little sashay in yourself. That little Annie Simpson's the best Dad Burn dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
You mean she was the best Dad Burn dancer. Right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
Huh? Oh, dadgummit, Adam, you and your Josh.
Well, you're just a natural inspiration, Oz. Anyway, while you and the others catch their breath from all that dancing, why don't we have a song like Sourwood Mountain?
Hey, yeah.
And we Cartwrights will take the verses and everybody else join in on the chorus.
Well, hold on there, Adam. Hold on now. We haven't sung together in a long time. We mightn't remember the verses.
Adam, don't you worry about that, Pa. Hoss and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along
with us. Practicing?
Yeah. Ready, boys? Ready, Pa?
Here we go.
Start the music, Slim.
The moon shone down with an eerie light and cast its beam on the lonely night. Shadows danced, a fluttering breeze stirred dead branches in the trees. The land lay waste, a chill in the air was proof that disaster had struck there. The moaning wind and the glistening snow seemed to whisper, Geronimo.
Geronimo.
A train of settlers left one day from somewhere way back east, they say. A song in their hearts and hopes unfurled to build a life in the western world. Husbands, wives, kids by the score, smiling faces, dreams galore. Future bright, but soon they'd know the ominous name, Geronimo. Gathered a few weeks out, and then came a spell of want and drought. Sick with fear, they lost their way. On their knees, they began to pray. And prayers were answered. A guiding hand showed the way to the promised land. The wind moaned to let them know the man who was known as Geronimo.
Geronimo!
Curl of smoke on a distant hill, a sign of peril ignored until they suddenly saw with gasping breath their doom was sealed by the hand of death. For there on a stallion sat their fate, filled with a deadly savage hate, decked in war paint all aglow, the warrior chief, Geronimo. Settlers' wagons were wrecked and burnt. Men were killed wherever they turned. Nary a woman or child was spared. Those alive stood shocked and scared. The nation mourned this carnage act, could hardly believe the terrible fact that tomahawk swinging, arrow and bow was the work of a man called Geronimo. Day at the stockade door, finally brought before the law to stand his trial. The verdict he got, come the sunrise, he'd be shot. The same moon shines on the lonely night, and now it shines with a peaceful light. But should you listen to the falling snow, you can hear it murmur, Geronimo.
Noted Chubby Chasers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. This song all summer long goes out to little Donnie G. Requested it today because tomorrow is his first day of summer vacation. Anyway, I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. The weather couldn't get any better. What say you? Anyway, that was funny. I made myself laugh. Anyway, you want to listen to Don and Mike, Best of Don and Mike, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3, because Don and Mike have Kid Rock tickets to give away, Entourage prize packs, or, oh, I see today, $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. Now, let's get into the Best of Don and Mike. Remember Anne Heche? Remember when she went crazy? Well, if you don't, you will after you listen to the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
And Frida says, hey, your girlfriend is on 2020. Mm-hmm. Turn it on. So I go to Channel 7, and right out of the shoot, you got Anne Heche saying, for the longest time, I thought that I was from another planet.
Yes.
That I spoke in my own special language to God.
She had two personalities.
Yes, that she was Jesus Christ reborn. Mm-hmm. And immediately, I picked up the phone, and I called Rob, and I said, Rob, Channel 7, roll the tape now.
Record.
Let's get it. Now, do you have my special Anne Heche sound effect ready?
Oh.
You got that from my love? Anne Heche.
You still love her even after
no.
she's come out as certified wacko?
I'm sorry, Mike. I can put up with almost anything, as proven by 20 years of living with the beautiful Frida.
But she says she's fine now.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, is mental illness where you draw the line?
Yeah. You know, I'm wondering, you know, I think that we have bad representation.
Yes.
I'm wondering, who the hell is the representative who told Anne Heche, listen, sure, go on TV and say that you were waiting for a spaceship. And
well, hell,
and
she wrote a book about it.
Yeah, I know, but still, I mean, wouldn't you, if you get the book, mightn't you say to her, hey, Anne, you know, why don't you just write about how you were a lesbian with Ellen for a while?
Well, isn't she trying to distance herself from the whole lesbian thing by saying that she was kooky crazy when she was munching on Ellen?
She didn't do a good job of that either.
No.
She said that the sex was the most incredible sex she'd ever experienced.
With Ellen?
With Ellen.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And they had a part of the show, I guess we'll play it for you, where they have Ellen saying, at some press conference, saying, I'd like to introduce my wife, Anne Heche. It's ridiculous.
She's crazy, acting crazy. But she said she's all over that now. She doesn't believe she's a space alien.
Yeah, right. So she spends an hour on TV, and I'll play you the tape where she uses the language that she talked with God with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's like mumbo jumbo. And
that's a bonus.
She talks about how she was... She had the split personality where she thought that she was the second coming of Jesus Christ. And
right.
They go through this entire half hour where they just paint her as nuttier than a fruitcake. And then Barbara Walters says at the very end, and a special surprise that we've waited till airtime to tell you, Anne is 3 months pregnant.
Hey, with an alien baby.
Yeah, they do a half-hour presentation.
So she spoke her alien language on TV?
Yes, she did.
Oh,
and
man.
Again, that's where I'm saying, if I'm the publicist, you know, maybe after the first 5 minutes, I go in and I say, let's stop the cameras here.
Anne, take the microphone off, please.
Yeah, let's not do this. So let's get right to it, Anne Heche. Oh, and listen, about I mentioned representation. Yesterday on the show, I spoke out of turn.
Yes.
I've been asked to rescind my comment when I said that we had signed a paper saying that we would be on WYSP on September 4th, mm-hmm. or the company would have to pay us an exorbitant salary.
Right.
When the truth of the matter is they have until September 20th.
Oh. Yes. So we retract earlier statements to the contrary.
We do.
And we pass along to management our most heartfelt apology.
Yeah, we do. So I guess it's September 20th is the date that we will make our debut on a CBS station, WYSP in Philadelphia.
There you go.
Or they're going to pay us this.
Or they pay us for not being on.
That's exorbitant rate. I can't imagine they're going to do that because they are cheap sons of bitches around.
They are indeed.
Okay, so anyway, I said that. The lawyers wanted me. Our lawyers wanted me to say that.
Yeah.
So I said it.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah, the great Joe Coyne.
Right on.
All right, let's... Let's start with Anne Heche, the Nazi Fagin. Now, it starts off normal enough. And, you know, if you heard any of the press about this, you heard, well, Anne Heche has written a book about her life saying that she was abused as a child and that she was a little out of her mind when she, you know, was a lesbo, but now she's okay.
Right.
No idea that it was going to be this bonanza. And it's on which tape, Rob? Reel one? Reel number one? Okay, here we go.
Square in New York. Barbara Walters.
And it's good we got this because some of the best stuff is in the first 5 minutes.
Very good.
Where Anne is just out of her mind. I mean, really.
Good evening. Welcome to the first night of 2020 on Wednesday.
Right.
Tonight, a Hollywood star who says she was insane for 31 years and no one knew. Her name is Anne Heche. And you may recognize her from TV or movies. This past Saturday, Anne Heche made news again when she married a man named Coleman Laffoon.
Hey, you know what?
But Anne's romances...
Am I the only one? This is coinciding with, you know, the fall schedule and Ellen's sitcom. I mean, that just seems a little weird that this is coming out now, and I'm I suspect it.
I don't see how this helps Anne. I mean,
Ellen?
Helps Ellen.
Well, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, but Anne has got also a million projects of her own. New book on tape, and she's got a development deal with Warner Brothers.
All right, okay. I just thought talking off the top of my soon-to-be bald head.
Yeah, and Mike's head shaving will happen within the next 45 minutes.
Wow.
You'll hear it live. Obviously, it's not something that can be done in a moment. It may take an hour, maybe 2 hours to go through this tedious process.
We're not going to use Nair.
No, we're not using Nair.
We're not using Apple Stop Spray. Wax my head.
And there will be a before and after picture on the Don and Mike fans website today.
Very good.
Of Mike. Now back to Nutsy Fagan.
Just here a part of the incredible story she tells you.
Story.
And you will learn why, in all seriousness, Anne H. titles her just-published autobiography, Call Me Crazy.
Right.
Call Me Crazy by me.
Now, this is a shot where they have Anne Heche in a recording studio where she's doing the book on tape thing.
So they're really making her look nuts.
Yeah, so they're cutting from Call Me Crazy by me. Shots of her in a studio to the sit-down interview with Barbara Walters.
All right.
Okay.
As Anne Heche records her book on tape, an extraordinary story unfolds of abuse, tragedy, and insanity.
I stood at the top of the staircase. My breath was silent as I inhaled, closed my eyes, held out my arms, and leapt.
Anne, are you crazy?
I'm not crazy, no. I lived a crazy life.
See?
I was raised in a crazy family, and it took me 31 years to get the crazy out of me.
Oh,
yeah, no, listen,
okay.
She's still nuts.
Right.
And frankly, I'm worried about the one she's got in the oven. I mean, I'm afraid the kid's going to go out with an arm coming out of his forehead or something.
They're fine,
Don. No, really. Jerry's going to have a telethon just for Anne Heche's baby. I really think so.
What in your book that you were insane? Those are your words. Insane for 31 years.
Insane in the membrane.
I had another personality.
Here we go.
You know, it's the voice, too. It's that helium voice she's got.
I had another personality.
And now this is right out of the chute. I mean, they start the show 10 o'clock. You're crazy? Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. I had another personality? Yes. Listen to this.
I had a fantasy world that I escaped to. I called my other personality Celestia. I called the other world that I created for myself the fourth dimension.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're in the great?
This is terrific.
Isn't it great?
I'm highly entertained.
I believed I was from that world. I believed I was from another planet. I think I was insane.
Maybe.
Do you think so, Anne? How'd you come up with that one?
We had just begun our interview. God. The first time Anne has talked about her life when she was overcome with emotion.
She gets up out of her chair.
Yeah, she starts crying now.
All right. You want some water?
There you go. That's what you got. You got a crazy person there crying. You want some water?
She cries, like, before she's even asked a tough question, or?
Oh, no, she's just talking
She's
saying that she was in the fourth dimension.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that
Celestia?
And that
fourth dimension?
And she starts bawling.
Can we start with your childhood?
Yeah. We'll do it together.
Yeah, that's good. Dr. Barbara.
Yeah, real sensitive. She really cares.
Uh-huh. That's good.
She cares about market share.
Now, I think we're going to skip past her dad raping her. Although
she doesn't know for sure.
Yeah, although she does mention that her dad had AIDS.
Really?
Yeah.
So her dad was gay.
Yeah. Her dad is.
Or her dad had unprotected sex with someone with AIDS.
So her dad, it's the first HIV case in the United States.
So she's still nuts.
Yeah, of course.
One of the first. But weird. She said her dad was gay and that he molested her when she was a kid, but then she said she really isn't sure.
All right, Rob, let's go to...
maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
Nice. You know, daddy's gay. Let me see. The singing. Did you think you had AIDS? I drank. I smoked. Let's go to 310. She becomes Celestia.
Ah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Is this when we're going to hear the language?
Yeah, you'll hear her tease the language at the end of this break.
Okay,
here we go.
She began to feel increasingly disconnected. Still haunted by the specter of her past, she turned to therapy. By the time she was 25, her personality had begun to fragment, shattering into moments of madness. You, Anne Heche, think you are Jesus, and you take the name Celestia. Did you really think you were Jesus?
I told my mother at about the seventh year of therapy that I had been abused sexually by my father. And she hung up the phone on me. Hmm. To have gone through so much work to heal myself and have my mother not acknowledge in any way that she was sorry for what had happened to me.
Now I don't doubt that this happened, but she's another one of these celebrities laying everything on mm-hmm. the air. That's why she's nuts. I didn't hear her mentioned last night on TV. I'm reading here in the newspaper, though, that a highlight from the book is that she had herpes when she was 8.
Wow. Yeah. Around her mouth. Yeah, she said that on television last night.
I didn't catch that part.
She suspects she got from her father.
Right.
Oh, my.
And she also had some stigmata.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The bleeding of the hands?
Yeah, right. When she was making the movie Donnie Brasco.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
What a piece of work. Hard to believe I wanted to lay this girl.
Yeah, but she's better now.
Yeah, right.
How did she look? She didn't look the same.
You know, here's the thing. If I had had the sound muted and didn't know what she was saying, I would think, hey, she looks pretty good.
Right.
But the problem is I'm hearing this. I'm from the fourth dimension. I was Jesus yeah. Christ.
Celestia!
I was waiting for the spaceship to come get me in Fresno.
And also here. She had what I've always thought is a telltale mental patient thing with the one strand of hair that continually falls back and they just sort of push it out of the way but never correct it.
She's almost got like... You know, the Superman curl?
Yeah.
She's got that happening down one side of her face.
Fascinating.
Never does anything to fix it. Just keeps moving it around.
Broke my heart. And in that moment, I think I split off from myself.
Here we go.
So Anne, this girl who had just confronted her mother, shrunk. And out came Celestia.
Hey, Celestia.
Hey, Celestia.
How you doing, baby?
Mama Celestia.
Where I was literally thrown to the ground, and I am not kidding,
wow.
In New York City.
Really?
Thrown to the ground and heard the voice of God. And Vegas. Thought...
How you doing?
Yeah.
How what? You doing?
It's heavy-duty stuff.
Hey, Ann! It's me, God!
Surprised it never came out until now.
How you doing?
Look. Absolutely insane. I had no idea what to do. I was existing as two people.
So even though you thought you were Jesus or Celestia, you also at the same time knew this was an aberration.
Absolutely. That's the thing about going crazy. You are absolutely aware, that, at least I was, that I was Anne Hayes, an actress. I had friends. There were people who would think I was crazy if I was ever going to talk about this. And at the same time, I'm hearing God talk to me saying, you are basically from heaven.
Now, even if she's written this in this book, if you're the publicist and you're watching, don't you just, like, run on the set? I mean, even if you got to pull a gun, you run on the set and you say, stop the taping now.
No way, because you're going to sell books.
Yeah. Stop the taping now.
You're going to sell books. If you're the publicist, you go, keep talking, baby.
Yeah, but listen, we're never going to see this babe in a movie again.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I don't think so. All she needs is the knockdown teeth and she could be a Margot Kidder. Remember when Margot Kidder did that? They knocked her teeth out and cut her own hair?
I think she was speaking a certain language then, too.
When 2020...
Now, Mike, here's... You're going to get a
sample of the language?
Sample of the language she spoke with God. This is great.
I spoke a different language that God and I spoke.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Akines, akafonta tuna don.
Rewind that, please.
Is there more of that?
There's just a little more of that.
Oh, really?
There's just a little bit. You know, I guess when they were going through and editing this thing, they thought, how nutty should we make her look?
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
for my money, they could have had an hour of her speaking her language with God.
Nell. When 2020 returns.
I spoke a different language that God and I spoke.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Akines, akaforta tu madonna.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh. So she's not your girl anymore. She frightens you now.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Hey, Michael. Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, yeah. This is Gay Michael from Long Island.
Hi there.
Hi, I just want to let you guys know, you guys are aware of the fact that Anne Heche played two different roles on Another World, right?
Oh, yeah, no, mm-hmm. they had that on the show last night. While she was crazy,
yeah,
and while she thought she was Jesus and talking to God...
She was doing a Stuart Adam...
Yeah, she played a good girl and a bad girl.
Excellent.
Yeah, she played twins.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the soap operas just love those plot lines.
Hey, Robert, yeah. Rewind that again.
You know what it is? It's more bang for their buck.
I'm sure she'll be back on a soap opera soon.
Yeah.
After she dissed it when she was supposedly a movie actress, and now that her career's flopped, she'll be back on
perhaps
on
dinner theater.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. All right, let's hear this again, the conversation with God.
Can you still remember that language you spoke? Akines, Akafoka tu na donna. I was, in my mind, learning it from God.
Next. There's a certain vocal quality there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think she's still Celestia.
Let me see.
She mentions Don at the end.
Yes, she's speaking to you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello, hi.
Oh, this is Vic Ferrari calling.
Hi, Dick.
No, Vic.
Vic.
Ferrari.
Yeah.
I'm going to alter my lifestyle to fit the fast lane.
Rob, bring us. I know he's doing some shtick here. What's he doing?
What is this?
I hate people. This is what is this, Rob? This is when Lotka went cool on Taxi.
That's horrible,
and it's not a good.
Vic Ferrari's like, hey, how you doing, lounge singer guy?
Oh, you mean the Andy Kaufman thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Vic Ferrari. It's a horrible Vic Ferrari.
Out of here. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Come on, get
out. Of course, Ann H. sounds a little bit like Lotka.
Maybe that was Andy Kaufman because he's still alive.
Maybe Ann H. is Andy Kaufman.
Could be. Correct. Could be.
Hey, Rob, I know we got a break, but let's go to what were your powers as Celestia?
Ready to go.
Okay. Here's what Barbara Walters started asking her. What kind of powers did she have?
Very good. We're crazy bitch.
How did it manifest itself? What were your powers? What did you see in yourself? Wow. So many different things. What could I do when I was Celestia?
Yeah.
I spoke a different language. Right. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could, you name it, I could do it. I could see into the future. I could heal people. Can you still remember
like
that language you spoke? Of course. Can you do any of it? Sure. What would you like me to say? I don't know anything. Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language was called kines.
Kines. Dear Kines.
All right.
Thank you for the food we're about to eat today.
Kines, akaforta tuna don.
Rewind.
There you are again.
Rewind.
Is that all we get?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Rewind, please. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hey, Paulie, we're doing great.
What's up, buddy? Hey, Mike, how you doing there?
Paulie!
Forget about it.
Hey, forget about it.
Mike, I know about you, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, look, you know, that's just a rumor. That's JohnnyFagula.com. You know, you can't believe everything you see on the web, you know?
All right, boys. I just wanted to say what's up.
All right, thank you, Paulie.
All right.
Aunt Hayes is up. That's what's up.
Well, yeah, Paulie, forget about it.
Akines, akaforta tuna don.
How great is that?
Wow.
How great is that?
Incredible. She says she's over it now?
Right.
Yeah. You know what? I'm getting a little, listening to this, not seeing it, I'm getting a little, not Celestia, I'm getting a little Actressia.
And you know,
you know what I mean?
You know, I had to be really feeling great about themselves last night. It was Steve Martin.
Right.
Wow. Of course, they drag him into this because he was her boyfriend for a while.
Right, right.
And she says that she banged him because, you know, he was an older man and had, you know, because her father banged her. It was like, you know.
Did she think he was God?
No, she didn't.
When he put the arrow through his head?
No.
Still the way I like to remember Steve Martin.
Yeah. No, she did not. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, did you hear when Ann Hayes was talking about getting abused, she's talking about her daddy's mouth and then talking about him bending her over on all fours, she said, and her ear was letting it.
Oh, dear.
There's a classy broad. I mean, I know you're discussing being abused as a child, but so Dad would put his...
Wow.
Yeah.
My God. But then she says she doesn't know whether it was really true.
When pressed on it, she said she isn't sure.
She's not sure. So her mom and dad feel good today.
They sure. Boy, that's weird.
And didn't they say at the end of the show that the mom and dad were going to have a response on the web today?
Not the dad.
Not the dad.
But the dad's
dead. The mom.
But the mom or the family was going to have a response on the web today?
And is it documented that the father really did die of AIDS?
They had pictures that would indicate that was true.
Okay.
Yes, all right. The pictures look like Ed McMahon.
All right.
On the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Okay.
As a matter of fact. You know, for my money, last night, that 2-hour stretch from 9 till 11... if every week, if every night on TV they had
a crazy celebrity,
the Amazing Race,
right,
which I loved, and I'll tell you why I love that in a second. You follow that up with, and it doesn't even have to be a rotating crazy celebrity. It could just be Anne Heche sitting in a chair for an hour every Wednesday night from 10 to 11.
Maybe she could do a whole hour with that language.
Hey, you got the nutty language queued up again, Rob?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Right. And then God says, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
Right, let's say, clear the lines out.
Throw yourself on the ground, Celestia.
Yeah, right. When she was running around in Fresno that day when she was all high, she was looking for a spaceship.
When she was in the fourth dimension, would she sing, wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
That's the fifth dimension.
Oh, I missed it by one.
We'll be right
this
back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
I'm John Goodman. Do you ever feel like your own family is driving you insane? Oh, good. I thought it was just me.
Center of the Universe, a new comedy, CBS Wednesday, September 29th.
Are you a lover of the great outdoors and or the REI Labor Day sale? Well, the friendly folks at REI have a few simple questions to help you decide. Do you cook more in the backcountry than you do at home? Have you ever had poison oak on your tushy? Have you convinced yourself that socks and sandals are a legitimate fashion choice? Do you currently know which direction you're facing? Did your children rappel before they walked? Have you ever considered dating a radio announcer? Okay, let's just move on. Do you consider helmet hair stylish? If yes was your response to any of these questions, you indeed are an outdoor lover. And during the REI Labor Day sale, August 20th,